know, you've got the controversy over the mosque, the proposed mosque, maybe to be built near Ground Zero. You've got this church in Florida where the pastor is going to go ahead now, it looks like, with his plans to have a kind of stage of burning of the Quran on this weekend during the anniversary. You've got several hate crime attacks against Muslims recently, and so they've gotten very, very concerned about it, and it's ratcheted up to the point where they wanted a meeting with the Attorney General Holder, and they got one.
And I mean, I it still baffles me how this burning of the Quran thing helps anybody. But I mean, it's some of this discussion almost becoming a little bit surreal. And I can certainly understand where people can be a little bit afraid. Is there anything anyone can do?
Well, you know, that's really the rub here, Chris. You know, because the First Amendment rights, you know, protecting your right of free speech, there's really nothing they can do legally to prevent this pastor in Florida from burning the Quran or anyone from burning any book. You know, he's applied for apparently a permit to have a fire, and he's been turned down at least once. So who knows if there's a legal loophole to try to get him on that. But basically, there is not much they can do other than speak out. It's not clear whether this church is an evangelical church, or it doesn't really say that it has any kind of denomination. So I asked an evangelical leader, you know, if he is affiliated with evangelical churches, could you bring any pressure to bear on him to not do this? And he said, not really. I mean, we can speak out. We can say that this is really not what any of us stand for, but there's really not much we can do to stop him.
Yeah. And all this, of course, happening in light of the upcoming 9/11 anniversary.
That's right. And, you know, it kind of ratchets up the atmosphere of fear. I think, you know, the Muslim leaders have told us that basically they haven't seen the Muslim community this anxious since the days right after 9/11. And you know how bad that got when there were attacks on people. There was an attack, I'll never forget, there was an attack on a Sikh man, people just misperceiving him to be a Muslim and attacked him. I think that was in Arizona, but it was just, you know, a series of pretty unfortunate incidents there right after 9/11. And Muslim leaders are telling us they haven't seen a climate like this since that time. So, you know, it's probably, you know, it's just not a great atmosphere right now. It is tense, and I guess they're hoping that this weekend will pass without too much incident. But this Quran burning has really got people concerned. I mean, you've got military commanders in Afghanistan saying this is going to get people killed once this goes viral and goes on the internet.
Yeah, just doesn't seem to help anybody. But and Eric Holder has actually been not speaking out on it, but certainly has been following it closely, right?
Well, he's been following it, and you know, some of the Muslim leaders. He wouldn't speak to the media yesterday after this meeting with Muslim leaders and other religious leaders. There were Christian and Jewish leaders in attendance as well, and they're equally, you know, kind of on board with this whole campaign against you know, the violence against Muslims and these incidents of kind of incitement that they're worried about. But anyway, the Attorney General did kind of weigh in on it. He called this proposed event in Florida, quote, idiotic. Again, there's not much he can do to prosecute them, but they can certainly, you know, make symbolic gestures like this meeting and speak out about it. And, you know, you just hope that the guy doesn't go through with it, but it looks like he's going to.
The other story you've been following, and we sometimes forget how tense of a place North Korea is, and there's once again gurgles that there might be new leadership in North Korea.
That's right. It's a fascinating story. I think anytime you talk about the leadership of North Korea and what may or may not happen, number one, you're doing a lot of speculating because this is the most secretive country on earth, and the government just does not let anything out. But number two, because of the ramifications for security, if things fall apart there, it could be a security nightmare on the Korean Peninsula and in the nuclear equation with you know, the U.S., Japan, China, and others trying to get North Korea to stop its nuclear program. This involves the son of the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-il has been sick for a couple of years. He had a stroke 2 years ago. There's a lot of speculation, and actually more than speculation, that he is grooming his third son to take over. And there's very little known about the son, Kim Jong-un. He's in his 20s. We know he went to boarding school in Switzerland. We know that from the analysis and from people we've talked to that the other two sons, Kim Jong-il just does not see fit to run the country. The oldest son has been an embarrassment to the family because he's been somewhat of a playboy. The second son is perceived by the father as being too weak to run the country, so he's now chosen his third son. But this young man is only in his 20s, and whether the military in North Korea accepts someone as their leader who's not even 30 years old yet and takes orders from him, that is the big question. And if they don't, you know, there are all sorts of questions about whether a coup could take place. If that happens, what happens? It is a very dangerous and possibly combustible situation there.